members in groups 3, 4, and 5. Please remain comfortably seated until we call your group numbers for boarding.
Delitha Hayden hasn't had much sleep. She had to be up at 1 a.m. to get to LAX for this flight.
Oh, gosh, what time is it? It's 4:15.
She's on her way to visit her youngest son, William Mitchell. 9 years ago, he was convicted of robbery and assault with a deadly weapon and sent to state prison in California. Hayden says she would try and visit as often as she could.
He's been incarcerated from age 18, and no matter where he was, I still saw him oftentimes twice a month, but definitely every single month.
But that got a lot harder a year ago, when Hayden found out he was being moved out of California, first to a prison in Arizona, and then again to a privately run facility in Mississippi.
I haven't seen him for a year, an entire year this month.
Hayden's son is one of more than 4,000 California prisoners serving time in out-of-state prisons. At one point, California was planning to bring all prisoners back in-state by 2016, but that deadline has come and gone.
And here we get Miss Hayden. Thank you.
Now, she's on her way to Mississippi. To get there, she first has to fly to Houston.
He says, sit back and relax. I'm gonna try.
From there, she takes another flight.
Last flight 12:50 with service to Memphis.
It's gorgeous. Green. Green like we don't have in California.
Then, after a day in Memphis...
Here we go.
She's on the road again, heading south.
Welcome to Mississippi.
It's early afternoon by the time she reaches Clarksdale in the Delta.
Home sweet home for the next 3 days.
It's taken her 2 days of travel and about $1,500 to get here. She pulls a yellow pad of paper from her suitcase that she's been using to keep track.
Okay. Flight was $349. The first 2 nights of Airbnb in Memphis came to $95. The car rental, $228. The hotel here in Clarksdale, $348.
She says she would have struggled to afford all that by herself, but friends and family have chipped in to help her get here.
And we recognize that there's a lot of sacrifice on behalf of the families and friends that take the time to visit their loved ones.
Vicky Waters is a spokesperson with the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. She says the out-of-state facilities were supposed to be a temporary solution to California's overcrowding crisis, and that the department wants prisoners to be close enough to their family and friends that they can receive visits.
That's invaluable. Really helps them carry their sentences out with some hope at the end of them. And so it is very important for us to make sure that we get to a point where we do reduce the in-state prison population and are able to bring them back home.
The number of people in out-of-state prisons has come down from a high of more than 10,000 in 2011. And Waters says recent changes to sentencing and parole could bring down the in-state prison population enough to allow the remaining prisoners to be brought back.
So we are creating those durable solutions, and maybe they're not coming, you know, fast enough for some families and, quite frankly, for some folks here that, you know, we'd like to see it come to fruition a little bit quicker.
It's William.
An inmate at Tallahatchie County Correctional Facility.
Hey, babe. Boy, I tell you, we got the connection. I literally just got in my room here in Clarksdale.
William Mitchell is calling because he heard from some of the other prisoners that the visiting room they'll be in can get pretty cold.
So make sure you wear something long sleeve or something like that, you feel me, because we're going to be in there for a while.
Okay, yeah, I did bring a little jacket. And
Hayden and her son talk on the phone like this all the time. She says sometimes they talk about what he'll do when he gets out of prison, where he'll live. Other times they talk about less serious things, like what TV shows they've both been watching. But there's some things Hayden says she just can't get from a phone call, only from seeing him in person.
Because I get to actually lay eyes on him. I want to lay eyes on my child. Little Lauren Hill. To ease on in.
The next morning, Hayden sets out early to get to her visit right on time.
There it is.
It's a set of big white buildings surrounded by razor wire. The prison is owned and operated by CoreCivic, the company until recently known as Corrections Corporation of America, the largest private corrections company in the country.
We're here.
Beep.
I'm here to visit.
Miles is out there. She was looking nice.
Recording isn't allowed in the visiting room. This is how the two of them remember their visit afterwards.
Usually she wears jewelry and different stuff like that, but I guess out here they don't allow anything.
I, you know, stood up and we hugged each other and gave each other a good kiss on each cheek and just held each other for a bit.
Still look good, you know what I'm saying? You're taking care of yourself.
I scan him up and down. I'm like, you're looking a little pale, you know?
I haven't been getting a lot of sun, you feel me? So she was surprised, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a lot of colors in my phone.
Because I don't go out because it's, you know, it's hot and muggy. He doesn't like the hot, muggy weather.
So since I've gotten out here, definitely like my exercise regimen, things like that, has kind of become a little more lax.
There's never a time that we don't have something to say.
It's, you know, whether it concerned our family or spirituality.
I gave him a good hand and arm, forearm massage. He was like, Mom, rub my hands, rub my arms.
The hardest thing is watching her leave. I was like, man, please take me with you.
About 20 people visited Tallahatchie County Correctional Facility over the weekend. After 3 days of visits, Hayden leaves through the same gate she came in.
I'm tired. I'm missing my baby already. I mean, you know, at first he didn't turn around. He was facing the other way. And I'm like, he's not turning around to even wave goodbye to me. And then I thought maybe he was too sad or something. And then finally, he turned around and blew me a kiss. And that was the hardest moment. So I'm glad that he finally did that.
This month, Governor Brown vetoed a bill that would have stopped California from using private out-of-state prisons by 2021. Delitha Hayden says she hopes her son will be brought back to California soon so that he can be closer to home. But she says she won't wait another year to see him. She's planning to go back to Mississippi in December. For KCRW, I'm George Lavender.